People have often asked me over the years, how did you become an activist? And what made you decide to become an activist? What was that pivotal event in your life? And for years and years, I thought about it. I tried to remember. Now, when did I really become an activist? You know, what happened that made me commit my life to doing this work? And I came up with some ideas. You know, so at one point I said, well, it must have been when the 16th Street Baptist Church in Birmingham, Alabama was bombed. I'm from Birmingham, Alabama, and knew Carol Robertson, Cynthia Wesley, and the two other girls who were killed during that church. As a matter of fact, my mother took the mother of Carol to the church to pick her up after they discovered that the church had been bombed. And that did have a profound effect on me. These were, you know, girls in my neighborhood, friends of my sister's, girls my mother had taught in school that I knew. So for a while I decided that, you know, that was what had set me on that path. But then I thought, I said, well, actually, I was active before 1963. So, you know, it couldn't have been then. So I came up with various explanations, events, pivotal events in my life. And finally, after struggling with this for years, I decided that there really was no particular moment when I decided to become an activist. As a matter of fact, I grew up with the idea that in order to live in segregated circumstances, Birmingham was the most segregated city in the South when I grew up there, that my parents basically taught us that we had to be critical of the way things were. You know, otherwise, we could not affirm our own humanity. And that we had to dedicate our lives to the kind of transformation that would make this a better world to live in, you know, for all of us. And so I guess I've learned that wherever I am, whatever I happen to be doing at the moment, I have to fulfill that commitment that has informed my life. So I want to begin by suggesting that whoever you are, you know, wherever you are, you know, whether you are a student, an academic, whether you are a worker, whether you are a person involved in your church, whether you are an artist, there are always ways to gear your work towards progressive, radical transformation. And I'm going to try to argue for the need to bring about some radical structural changes in this society.